Today's episode is sponsored by Glory and Shine, offering lotions, soap bars, lip balms, beard care, and much, much more. All of their products are natural, wholesome, and prayerfully designed and crafted to inspire the Catholic faithful during everyday acts of life and to promote prayer, meditation on scripture, and Marian devotion. For 10% off your entire order, use promotional code RUA at checkout, and please check out the link in the show notes. Today's episode is also sponsored by Annunciation Designs, offering practical products to help families call to mind the sacred in the midst of the ordinary. Popular products include future saint activity cards for little ones at Mass, and the monthly snail mail subscription, The Wanderlust Catholic. Visit AnnunciationDesigns.com or visit the link in the show notes for 10% off an order of $10 or more. The Wanderlust Catholic is excluded. Thank you for supporting these incredible Catholic businesses, listeners. Here is today's story. Peggy Weber is an award-winning Catholic journalist and the author of Enough As You Are with Loyola Press. She holds degrees from Providence College and Marquette University, but she is most especially a wife, a mother of three, and a grandmother of seven. You can find her, by the way, on Facebook at Peggy Weber or on Twitter at Spun From The Web. Listeners, we ask that you sit with us, pray with us, and learn with us as we listen to Peggy's story of faith on our shared journey to the cross.
Storytelling by Peggy Weber. It was a lovely sunny Sunday. This May day might have led to hikes or picnics, but for me, it was the perfect afternoon to make money. Our parish was holding its annual Catholic Charities Collection Day in the parish center, which just happened to be on our street. This special donation day was long before online giving. No one could text or click to give money back then. Instead, the bishops asked parishioners to stay home while workers went door to door to collect for the charitable needs of the diocese. And people did. The money that was collected was then brought to the parish center for tallying. Our street was humming with activity. Some other kids on the street and I figured that if we set up a lemonade stand near the parish center, then the kind-hearted volunteers would stop and buy a cup of our delicious drink. It was a great plan and a surefire selling opportunity. The four of us had the help of Hopi's mom. She provided the cups, ice, lemonade, and table. It seemed appropriate that his family sponsored the group. After all, he had a cool banana bike, and their family also had a color television. I provided a lot of the salesmanship, since I was not afraid to approach people and ask them to offer up a nickel, that's right, 5 cents, for a cup of our cold brew. We really should have moved the table closer to my house because I live directly across the street from the center, but Mrs. B had given us the goods and was watching us closely. After 2 hours of hard work, we were satisfied with our efforts. We had made $1. A whole dollar. We did the math and realized that we each now had 25 cents to spend. In today's economy, that might not seem like much, but for us it meant we could each buy full size candy bars, 5 of them, or we could diversify and purchase 2 big bars and 15 cents worth of penny candy. And all the penny candy back then was truly a penny. We were itching to race to Tony's Spa or Tom's Variety to spend our earnings. But we also knew we had to help with the cleanup, so we folded up the table, threw out the trash, and handed the almost empty pitcher to Mrs. B. She asked, "How'd you do, kids?" We grinned and told her about our dollar profit. She smiled again and looked at all of us intently. "Now, kids, wouldn't it be really nice if you walked across the street and donated that dollar to Catholic Charities?" "Nice? No, it would not be nice," we all thought. Nice would be licking chocolate off our fingers and shaking sugar out of those pixie sticks and swallowing them down our throat. However, no one voiced those feelings. No one wanted to look at the lady who had made the lemonade stand possible and say, "We preferred candy to charity." Instead, we all nodded. We crossed the street under her watchful eye, clutching the change and all wishing we had run to the candy store and then done our cleanup. We wish she had suggested that we donate 75 cents and let us at least each keep 5 cents. We wish that giving to charity did not hurt so much. We walked into the social center and spoke to a man at a table. We hoped that if we were making such a big sacrifice, then the least they could do was make a really big fuss. Instead, he looked confused. Who are you kids and what do you want?" was his comment. He then referred us to another table that was for miscellaneous or random donations. We gave the money and they said, "Thank you." No one called over the pastor or even an assistant priest to say, "Hey, aren't these kids amazing? They gave their lemonade stand money." Nope. We just walked out of the center slowly and dejectedly. We said little to each other. Wasn't giving supposed to feel good? Was it ever going to feel as good as biting into a chocolate candy bar? Would we ever think that helping our neighbors was as nice as looking through the glass case at the store and telling the clerk, one red licorice, 2 jawbreakers, and 3 of those bit of honeys? Why did giving hurt so much? And why did we, just little kids, have to do it? That day did not reveal a touchy-feely experience of loving one's neighbor as oneself. It did not have the happy ending that should have come from making a noble sacrifice. At least, not right away. I see now that day showed me that sometimes giving is really, really hard. I suppose if it were easy, then the world would be a different place. But also on that bright spring afternoon, when all I wanted was to make money for myself, I felt a little kernel of pride within me, knowing that I had done something to help others. And from then on, when my needs feel more important than the needs of others, I know what I should do. That day, I also learned that even though we should give humbly and quietly, it is also nice to be thanked. And sometimes I wonder if giving our lemonade money would have been easier if we had known that it was to help children without any food or families without homes. We knew the name Catholic Charities, but we did not understand the work. Maybe if we knew what neighbor we were helping, we would not mind it as much helping out. Maybe we would not have grumbled so much, although I suspect that we still would have yearned for an afternoon where we could stroll up the street with coins clutched in our hands and dreams of candy in our heads.
Carol Houselander. By your heaviness and fear of Gethsemane, comfort the oppressed and those who are afraid. By your loneliness facing the passion while the apostles slept, comfort those who face evil alone while the world sleeps. By your persistent prayer in anguish of anticipation, strengthen those who shrink from the unknown. By your humility, Lord, taking the comfort of angels, give us grace to help and to be helped by one another and in one another to comfort you, Jesus Christ. Amen.